Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Up Third Egg Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 21st. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 2¾ cents at 680.5, March wheat down 15 cents at 750.5, and March beans up 21.5 at 1548¾. The beans were strong pretty much all day. We had one break when the meal broke about $8, $9 off its highs. We broke the beans down and made our lows, but then the meal started to come back. The oil rallied they did rally 2 cents exactly off of the lows here. They closed up 126 ticks after being down. Crude oil was strong most of the day. It just closed lower, down 18 ticks at 76.16, but the oil held the gains out here. So both meal and oil were pretty strong, and that certainly helped the beans. Now, the beans are higher because of the dryness in the southern Argentinian region. The frost really had very minimal effect on the beans as far as we can tell. Demand isn't great out here. I think the fact that the Brazilians have been on holiday for Mardi Gras, which is today, Fat Tuesday, they'll be back at work tomorrow. My guess is that the Brazilians are going to lay all over this thing tomorrow. We're on a 21-cent rally here in old crop beans. If you don't think they want to sell a 20-cent rally with their harvest as big as it's going to be, I think you'd be mistaken. But, who knows in these markets? We see the Brazilian harvest moving along and very little storage, and we think they're going to be selling an awful lot of beans out here. Now, there's been a lot of talk about how big the Argentinian crop is. We know it's going to be smaller. Is it 41 million metric tons? Is it 33 million metric tons? Nobody knows. But I know when you combine Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay, you still got very big crops coming out of South America. And I think with the lack of demand out here, don't forget, we've got this bird flu. I think we've killed like 58 million chickens out here. We've got low cattle numbers. Yes, ethanol demand has been strong, but what's feed use is going to do out here? So I just can't get friendly to the beans or corn at these levels. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we try to sell some more new crop beans tomorrow. New crop beans did trade over $14. They got to $14.01, closed to $14.99. Again, I think old crop beans will continue to gain on new crop. We'll see what the Ag Forum says. Maybe it's a little bit of buy the rumor, sell the fact. But I expect, for the next couple of days that the new crop beans will hold its own against the corn. I think the Chicago wheat will lose ground to Kansas City out here as the weather in southwest Kansas remains dry. But overall, I just don't see anything that friendly out here for the grain markets. The Dow Jones is down 664. We've got the dollar up 33 ticks. So, where is the support coming from? I think it's SPAC, it's funds. They're defending their positions. February tends to be a strong month in the beans. So, maybe we make our highs the last Friday of the month, which will be this Friday, and then maybe we start to back off again. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.